Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Good morning, everyone that's listening to me today. It is possible to have a blessed day. May I use this opportunity to say, wish you a happy new year. A happy 2016. I want you to understand very well that this year is a year of harvest. After planting for years, after planting in that farm of success for years, now you've come to the period of harvesting. This is your year of harvest. The year you are going to harvest good things, plenty of success. This is the year your destiny will be fulfilled. It is a year of dancing, a year that you will shine. Do you understand? All the past year, the devil has been fighting. All the past years, people have been fighting you. People who hate you have been fighting you. But I want you to understand, everything now is in peace. Is in peace. No more war again in your life. Because it is time for you to enjoy the fruit of your labor. Do you understand what I'm telling you this morning? It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. I wish you a blessed and peaceful 2016. And I want you to understand, as we partner together in this global university, Dr. Emmanuel Udoyo's Global University, where we start our 2016 success without limit training, I want you to understand your life will flourish with great things. So this morning I have something special for you. Are you ready to write down? Something special that you may not see it another day or see it from any place. Something in which some people don't want you to know about it. But I will start like this. You are a potential. God has deposited talents, has deposited gifts, potentials inside of you. Why not unleash that potential today? What stops you from unleashing your potential? There's something I'm going to put forward to you so that will be a guide. That will be a guide to your 2016. Remember, our success without limit training starts this month. Have you registered? It is free. Have you registered? Have you told somebody? Have you sent this message to others? This is the good news. So that you can also have your access code. When we receive your email or when we receive your interest, we are going to send you the access code that will help you to get into the training. But there's something I want to give you this morning. Are you ready? Take it down. If you want to make it big time, if you want to succeed in this life big time and have peace, there's something I want you to forget about. Forget about status. Forget about credit. Oh, who will take the glory? Who will take the credit? Or who will take the glory? Forget about that stuff. That is not the business of successful people. People who want titles, I'm telling you, it never helps. It may be helpful in a few days or a few years, but that is not where the success of life is. Status seeking, credit grabbing, and glory hunting executives generate unimaginable jealousy. When you begin to seek for all these status, titles, doctor, this, that, you want to be the lord of everything, you want to be the eye of everything, I'm telling you the truth. It now boils down to jealousy. Jealousy is of the devil. That's one of the strategies of the devil. When it boils to jealousy, you discover that the organization will never hold. your family. When you have this kind of problem or status even in your home, you see families, you see brothers, sisters, they fight against each other because they want titles. Countries today, you see countries, presidents of different countries, they fight together. You see executive, you see managers, they fight together who wants to be the head. That's why I just want you to understand where I'm driving to. Forget about this issue of status. I am chief. I am this. Listen, forget about that issue. That is not the main thing about life. Because it will lead to jealousy. And a lot of people has lost their life because of this. Jealousy can even lead you to kill somebody. Jealousy will make you to do what you don't want to do. And immediately you start doing those stupid things. I want you to understand you won't have peace. And if you don't have peace, you're not blessed. Even when you kill somebody to take his position, you will never have peace in this life. Even when you fought somebody just to take that person's position, or because of the status seeking, because you want to be a governor, you got to go to all land to kill somebody. Or you want to be a president, you go to all land to kill somebody. Or because you want to take that position of a manager in that place, your mind is just to do something or maybe set somebody up. I'm telling you, you will never have peace. Do you understand? Forget about this issue of status seeking. Credit, who is going to take the credit? Because you want to take credit for certain action, because you want to take that credit, and what happens? You do some stupid things. And you never have peace. That's why most people are not blessed. It is possible for you to have a blessed day if you can take to what I'm telling you today. It is possible to have a blessed day in this 2016. If only you can just settle down and reason with me. You think. Think. You got to think. God has given you the ability to think. You don't set people up. You don't seek on all these things. You need to operate in the level of love. Love comes with teamwork. You can't make it to the top alone. You need somebody to help you. You need people to vote you in. You need people to support you for you to go to the top. You can't go there alone. People who are on status seeking, people who wants the glory, who wants the glory, the credit of everything, they walk alone. And you discover that in such situation, you see confusion, problems, fightings. You see a lot of mess in the system. Can you understand what I'm telling you? Even in your office, forget about those positions. Show love to everybody. In your workplace, show love to everybody. If you are even not a manager, don't fight for the manager's position. Do your work. Do it well. Show love. Value people. You'll be promoted by God. Because he said that promotion comes not from God, from himself, from it comes from God. Do you understand? Friend, am I making sense to you? This is your year of harvest. Don't mess it up now. Use common sense. A lot of people don't like to use common sense. You understand what I'm telling you? So that you will not die in jealousy. I want you to inspire people. Learn how to inspire people. Learn how to, when you wake up in the morning, you see somebody, you can bless the person. Man, you are blessed. Can you tell somebody you are beautiful, you are handsome? Oh, man, I love your hair. It looks good. Be that kind of person that inspire people to move forward in life. As you inspire people, the spiritual force will also inspire you to move on. You know, the more you inspire people, that is how they will be attracted to you. People want to be attracted to those people that inspire them in a good way, not fake people. There are fake people, they pretend as if they are inspiring you, but in the reason they are mocking at you. And if you discover what the great book says, don't stand with such kind of people. Don't make friends with such kind of people in which they are fake. They just pretend, oh, you are pretty. But in the real sense, I just mocking at you. When you turn your face, you see them give another expression somewhere to somebody. Are you that kind of person that learns how to mock people, learn how to I don't know how I can put it. Some people, it's just their lifestyle to destroy people. They have small talks. They, at the back of people, they will come in front of you. Oh, you look so good. Look, you look so beautiful. I love you so. You look so. Then they just turn their face to them and say, oh. Ha ha. Are you that kind of person? How can you be blessed in that kind of situation? Because God is looking at you as somebody that has the bigger eyes is looking at you, my friend. It is time for you to understand what I'm telling you today. Instead of inspiring the associate to really produce, they stimulate negative emotions. You are only just to stimulate negative emotions into the life of you. I want to send. God can do great things through the man who doesn't care who gets the credit. God can do. When you work in a team, anybody that scores the goal, or anybody that is the end point, is for everybody. Can you work like that? Even you that is the head, that is the manager. You need to understand that it is not you that did it alone. People help you to succeed. When success comes, it should be for everybody. Everybody should take the glory, not just one person. Do you understand? When they bring you out to speak, don't say, oh, it was because of my expertise. It was because, say, it was the teamwork of everybody. That you don't take the glory for yourself. That it is these people that did it, that made it happen. Oprah Winfrey is making it today. It's not because of her. There are people behind the scene that are making it, that are helping her to succeed. Then what do you expect her to do? She needs to appreciate those people who are even behind the scene. People don't even know them, but they are working hard to make her to succeed. People like Tony Robbins. It is not them. There are people who are working behind the scene. So it will be very wrong for Tony Robbins to say he is the one. No. There are a lot of Tony Robbins. Those guys, those ones that are behind the scenes are the real Tony Robbins, because they are the one that makes him to succeed. That is how a great leader needs to do. That is how successful people need to think. And that is how they think. And in that kind of aspect, there will be no jealousy. Do you understand? I want you to know that it is very, very possible for you to be a winner. If only it is possible for you to be a winner, if only you can apply this kind of principle. That's why even Jesus said that you that claim to be the head, you should do what? You should serve. This is servitude. You should serve. You are the one. See, leaders serve. You serve the people. That is the work of a leader, not to boss the people. You don't boss people. Leadership means you have responsibility. And that responsibility is to do what? To serve the people. That's why Jesus used water to wash the feet of his disciples. Servanthood. It is only people who are, I don't know how they call those kind of people, in which they want to be boss. They send people out, but they don't even go by themselves. Dictators, you see them, they use cane to flog. Even in the offices today, we have managers who are dictators. They use cane to flog their employees. They may not use, not literally cane, but the way they operate as boss. I am your boss. I am your boss. Do this, do that, do this, do that. No. That's not how it is. It is servanthood. If you want to be the leader, you need to go first. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You need to be able to praise your employees. You'll be able to praise your wife. Oh, this food is good. This food is sweet. I love it so much. You did it well. That then your wife will in return love you. You need to appreciate your husband. Oh, darling, I'm so happy to have you around. That will make him to love you the more. You don't boss your wife or boss your husband because of what you have or what. Come on, friends. You got to learn this thing. This is common sense. This is 2016. You can make a big time. You don't boss your spouse. You don't boss your employees. You show love to them. Even when they make mistakes, you can correct them in a good manner. Show them that you can do this. You can help them. Show them that you want them to grow. You want them to become leaders one day. train them to become leaders. That is why we are having the program 2016 Success Without Limit, is to build up followers to become great leaders and leaders to become agents of change. That is what we are trying to do. Not just followers. Some people just want to have followers. And when you operate that kind of level in your mind, you think you are thinking of making people become slaves. You get scared. Oh, if I make them understand this thing, they will run away. They will get away. You become problem to yourself because you are not doing the right thing. Because in your mentality already is negative. Everything about you is negative. You are scared. You live the life of fear. Oh, if I encourage my wife to go to gym, become more beautiful, she will run away. She will leave me and meet another man. All this nonsense thought will come in, and it's of the devil. You understand? Oh, if I praise my wife, or if I praise my husband, he will leave me, or she will leave me to someone else. No. I won't pray. I will pretend. You put yourself in a deep problem. Come on, friends. You got to understand. I'm giving you something very good this morning. What am I giving you? You just don't need to follow what I tell you. Begin to use common sense. Use the framework I've given you to begin to apply. There are certain attitudes of love in every angle, whether it's in the office, whether in the organization, whether it's in the family, whatever. You got to operate on that level of love. Value everybody across the board. Everybody, every child, value everybody the same. Show them love. You don't know the child you may meet, you may ill-treat today. I want to say, you don't know whether that child will become the one that will help you tomorrow. You don't know that man that is in the street begging you for something. If you ill-treat that person, you don't know whether one day that person will be the person that will help you in help you out when you're in trouble. Value people, my friend. Don't forget about the color. Color is nothing. Black, white, red, yellow, and all these things. Forget about it. Just value everybody across the board. Forget about poor, rich, this, that, that, that. I'm telling the truth. A poor man can even help a rich man. You don't know who is planning to even kill you. Maybe the poor man will hear about it and come and tell you, say, my friend, listen, they are planning evil against you. Come out from that place. Do you understand? Value everybody as long as you live on this earth. And remember, everybody, whether you like it or not, everybody will die. Death is death. You can't run away from death. When your time comes, you get old and you die. You can't live on this earth forever. So the time is too short for you to begin to operate on a stupid life that will make you never to have peace. Value every day. Value it. As you see somebody, you see something to do to help somebody, do it real quick, because you don't know. Maybe that's the opportunity God has given you to be of a blessing to somebody. My friend, are you listening today? Are you listening? I'm giving you a point today that if you call yourself a leader, you are to serve. That is what you are called to do. Serving means building those people you meet to become leaders. And as you build them, you as a leader, God will make you become an agent of change. That's why you need to come into this university. Dr. Emmanuel Utoyo, Global Leadership University. You need to come in. You need to, because you got to learn a lot of things. And what we are trying to do this year, 2016, we want to make sure that all our program comes in by 10 a.m., no more 5 a.m., no more 6 a.m., no more 7 a.m., because we discovered that people want us to use this program as Good Morning America. It's possible to have a blessed day. A lot of people has been logging in. A lot of people has been listening to this program every 10 o'clock. You can always call. You can always come into. You can always call in even while we are on. Hey, do you understand what I'm telling you? Do you understand? The second thing I want to give before I close, I will just give you that second one real quick. The second one is the master key of patience. I know that in the world of today, we don't have patience again. The world of today is the world of McDonald's, the world of fast food. People don't want to wait anymore. But I want you to understand that if you can wait, if you can have the mind of patience, you accomplish a lot. And not just accomplishing a lot, what you accomplish will last, will stay long, will last. Patience matters a lot. People to the one that they are always immediate result. Anything they want to do now, bam, they want to get it in it really quick. That is not how this journey of success is. That's why we make our program to be 12 months from January to December. That is why we made it like that. So when you listen to all these great men and women, then you know that challenges of life have solutions. Madame Curie made nearly 400 tedious experiments before she succeeded. This woman was in some, at least you heard about radioactivity. This lady made about how many, 400 research before, 400 tedious experiments before she succeeded. 400! She didn't give up. If you like, just Google this lady. Her name is Madame Curie. C-U-R-I-E. Madame Curie, you know what I'm telling you. She made that research. 400 experiment. She didn't give up. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Do you understand? There's no two ways about it. This, the beautiful temple in Baalbek, we are built over a period of 200 years. I'm just telling you about patience. It was built how many years? 200 years. Many of the magnificent cathedrals in Europe took 100 of years to complete. Do you understand? It wasn't just one day. It took years. So I want you to understand, as you are out to face your dream this year and also confront your problem or offer your prayer, remember that patience is a vital factor in success. A vital factor in success is patience. As you are confronting your dreams, as you are praying, as you are trying everything to confront your problems. I don't know what is your problem today, but just know that it is possible for you to have a blessed day. Someone prayed, a great man of God prayed for 21 days, but she didn't give up. It was the first day he prayed, the second day he prayed, the last day the angel came and said, the very day you prayed, that your prayer was answered, but he didn't give up. He didn't. So now you should always know that you should know that the factor of success, one of the greatest factors of success is what? One of the greatest factors of success is what? I want you to tell me. Patience. You need to have patience as you are going through this journey. That's why you need to join with us in 12 months. We don't say you just want 1 month program or 3 months program or 2 months. It's free. It costs you nothing. You don't need to pay anything. Join us for the 12 months program. Join us for this training for 12 months. Be a student of this university, this Global Leadership University, and see how your life will turn around. See how your resources will turn around. See how you will increase in everything, because you will learn a lot. After learning, those learning will never depart from you. It will become a part of your lifestyle. It will become a part of you. Then you begin to see success. Like yesterday, you listened about Steve Jobs. You know, he told us that you get to be hungry and foolish. You got to be hungry. So if you want to come, you got to be hungry, my friend. The difficult we do immediately, the impossible takes a little longer. Do you understand? Remember that patience is a vital factor in success. Have you gotten something today? I gave you two things. Write it down and make sure you look at it time and time again. Register it. The registration period is closing. We are closing it. 1,000 seats. People are coming in. You need to rush now and send an email. Or good, just make sure you send out your interest so we reply you back. I want you to stay. Your life will never be the same. Because by the time we begin to ask you to spend money on this, pay up to $5,000 for this program, you say, wow, I would have taken advantage of it. People are not taking advantage, sending their emails to get that access code. I'm advising you, I'm encouraging you to do that now. Do you understand? Introduce this to your brethren, to your brothers, to your sisters. Introduce it to your community people, community members. Introduce it to your senator, your representative. Introduce this to your representatives of any nation. Tell them this is the kind of program training they need to come in, that it is free. I love you so much. I value you because I see great potentials inside of you. Do you understand? So I'm going to see you again tomorrow. I'm going to talk with you tomorrow. You are very free to call in. Call in while I'm on the air. 646-652-4003. I love you so much. This is the voice of Dr. Emmanuel Odoyo. I give what I have because freely God gives to me. That is the wisdom God gives to me. God gave me the anointing to do this. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You are blessed. It is possible for you to have a blessed day. Stay cool with your family. And I know as God blesses you, your family is blessed. I want you to understand this. Do you understand? That is what we do here. So send this information of this great program, Dr. Emmanuel Odoyo Global Leadership University. We are here. We are committed to train followers to become leaders. And also to train those leaders to become great agents of change. You want to become an agent of change? Be part of us. Whichever country you are in the whole world, be our friend, be our partner, be in this family of love. Thank you. I'll see you again 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. Bye for now.